In this presentation, you will learn about how standardizing data can lead to the development of information systems that can exchange data in a meaningful manner. Florence Nightingale said, "In attempting to arrive at the truth, I have applied everywhere for information, but in scarcely an instance have I been able to obtain hospital records fit for any purpose of comparison. If wisely used, these improved statistics would tell us more of the relative value of particular operations and modes of treatment than we have any means of obtaining at present." The collection of data in healthcare has improved since Nightingale made this statement in 1863. However, we still collect data in such a way that it cannot be compared across systems. Interoperable systems are those that can share data in an understandable way with other systems. To do this, each system must format data entered in the system in the same way. To achieve data exchange between interoperable systems requires that data be formatted in a standard manner. Standardized healthcare terminologies allow for the design of interoperable information systems. Standardized terminologies, also called ontologies or healthcare system languages, have been designed to describe patient diagnoses, interventions, and outcomes. Terminologies are special languages that are developed to allow members of a certain area of expertise to communicate about a particular domain. Terminologies describe concepts within an area of knowledge with terms and definitions that all within the knowledge community agree upon and understand. Standardized terminologies in healthcare standardize the collection of patient data so that data can be extracted in such a way that they can be analyzed to determine the safety, effectiveness, and outcomes of clinical practice. Classifications are the most common type of standardized language used in healthcare. Classifications are hierarchical. That is, they arrange terms and definitions in the language with less specific categories listed at the highest level, and more specific instances of these categories organized under them. In healthcare, classifications are used to describe patient diagnoses, interventions of care, and patient outcomes. Examples of terminology commonly used in medicine include the current procedural terminology that is used to code medical procedures for documentation and billing purposes, the diagnosis-related group codes that are used to classify hospital diagnoses into approximately 750 groups, and, perhaps the oldest example of a healthcare classification, the International Classification of Diseases. The 10th version of the International Classification of Diseases was published by the World Health Organization, or WHO, in 1993. The WHO permitted an adaptation for use in the United States, and the ICD-10 clinical modification is planned for implementation on October 1, 2013. Terminologies commonly used to describe nursing practice include, but are not limited to, the North American Nursing Diagnosis Association classification of nursing diagnoses, the clinical care classification and nursing intervention classifications used to describe nursing practice in both home and acute care, the perioperative nursing data set used to describe operating room nursing practice, and the International Classification for Nursing Practice, increasingly being used internationally to describe nursing diagnoses, interventions, and outcomes. The National Committee on Vital and Health Statistics has recommended the adoption and use of the terminologies Health Level 7 and SNOMED CT into all healthcare information systems. SNOMED CT is the systemized nomenclature of medicine and clinical terms. This language is really a compilation of many of the healthcare terminologies organized together in one terminology structure, including commonly used medicine and nursing languages. HL7 is a language model that can be used to transform data from one system into a format that can be read and understood by another information system. The preferred standardized terminology for representing laboratory data in information systems is the Logical Observation Identifier Names Codes, or LOINC. LOINC not only provides a standard manner for representing laboratory data, but can also be used to represent physiological patient data in a standardized manner. In summary, to achieve data exchange between interoperable systems requires that data be formatted in a standard manner. Standardized healthcare terminologies allow for the design of interoperable information systems, and standardized healthcare terminologies describe patient diagnoses, interventions, and outcomes.